Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, it is Chargers week. The Browns are taking the show on the road to the West Coast. And, you know, Philip Rivers might be one of my favorite quarterbacks in all of football. The guy just continues to, you know, put up big numbers. I think he potentially could be a Hall of Fame quarterback one day. And I know you love him too.
Yeah, I'm a very biased towards Philip Rivers. So he's kind of willed wherever he's been. He's almost willed his team to winning. And although the record doesn't seem great this year, they've had a lot of games they should have won. Philip Rivers is a master with the football.
All right, so this is against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
You'll see a lot of this with Philip Rivers. He loves three receivers to the top, a single receiver, Keenan Allen to the bottom, big receiver, fast receiver, fantastic hands receiver. But they're showing cover two, turns into basically just zone coverage. Philip Rivers, I really believe, sees this. He leads them up the field. Keenan Allen makes the adjustment. I think this is on purpose here, and this is just super well done.
Just an amazing adjustment from Allen, though, too. And you're right, I think that he just knows. Probably was reading where the corner was at and saw the safety was so far away, 15, 20 yards away, and had that little window. Now, I want to ask you this, Byrne. Philip Rivers has a funky release, and people have criticized him for years. I know you had a little bit of a funky release too, but it doesn't matter, right? Get it done, and he gets it done.
Yeah, this kind of three-quarter throwing is almost exactly how I threw the ball.
Yep.
Eventually, bluntly, my elbow gave out. This is not for younger throwers. The type of duress, stress you want to put on the inside of your elbow. Unless you enjoy four or five different surgeries through the course of your lifetime.
If you came out of college like this, they'd be trying to change you.
You'd be chewed up by all the supposed scouts. I've been super blessed, as Philip Rivers has. And again, I go back to Mark Trestman, my first quarterback coach at the University of Miami. Philip Rivers, that was his first quarterback coach at North Carolina State. They don't try to change us. He says, as long as you could throw like this, look how quick he can get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you could throw it on time with accuracy and velocity and put it right where you want it, 40 yards downfield, hitting him on a dime right in the shoulder, that's as well done as you get as it gets. Our DBs are going to have their hands full this week.
Well, they're going to have their hands full against the running attack too, because Melvin Gordon is just getting things going, 700 yards on the season, and here against the Patriots, what are we seeing, Byrne?
Well, this is even scarier here for the Browns defense this week. And we'll see the right guard, 79, pull, trying to hook 55, who has the edge defender, who wants to force it inside from a defensive perspective, definitely does not want to get hooked. And a fantastic job by the back, Gordon, stepping forward to slow the middle linebacker down so that 66, the left guard, gets up into his hips, legs, chops him down like a beautiful tree.
Melvin Gordon sticks the foot in the ground, right? Foot in the ground, right there.
And then he just hits it.
Look, it's beautiful.
You know, this attention to detail by the Chargers is really nice to watch. I've used this phrase a lot over the years. How you do little things in football is how you do all things.
It's no waste of motion. It's stick that foot in the turf and
blast
burst
the
north
it out. And south. That's as well done as it gets.
Thanks again for joining us inside the film room. He's Bernie Kosar. I'm Dustin Fox. That was a look at the Los Angeles Chargers offense.